You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The enhanced odds, Lee Griffiths to score and Celtic to win, was 7-2, now 5-1. And Rafael Catano to score and Borussia Mönchengladbach to win was 5-2. That's been enhanced to 3-1. You talked about the importance of match day three. I think as far as these two sides are concerned, this is a battle for that Europa League spot, isn't it? Because Manchester City and Barcelona will be away and gone in this group. If they can replicate that performance against Manchester City, they should win this game, Celtic, and they're a big prize.
Yeah, I fancy Celtic here, which is not a sentence I say often in European competitions, but yeah, I think they'll give it a go here, and I think they can win against a poor Borussia Mönchengladbach side. You know, they're inconsistent, but they're particularly bad away from home, and Celtic looked quite good against City. You know, 3-3, they took the lead twice, I think, possibly three times, but they were really, really good going forward. Yeah, they still leave a bit to be desired at the back. They won at the weekend. They also hit the bar and post in that game as well. So there's plenty of attacking intent in Brendan Rodgers' side at the moment. And I don't think Gladbach can cope with that. They're just leaking goals. I think they're suffering a bit as well this season from the loss of Granit Xhaka, who of course helped them to so many clean sheets previously. Brendan Rodgers has described this as a real test, but I think it's a test they can come through. They've won their last two games to nil as well since the draw with Manchester City. And Gladbach won just one of the last five, could only draw 0-0 with Hamburg at the weekend, and Hamburg are second bottom. Talking of missed penalties, as you were, Gladbach missed two penalties in that game.
Right,
two different players as well. So they had the opportunity to win it. They still couldn't score, even from that distance. So against second bottom Hamburg, that's a really poor result to come into this competition off. And they've conceded 11 goals in the last three away matches in the Bundesliga. So I would not be confident of their chances here. Celtic win here for me, 21-10. Again, I like the scores bundle. Celtic to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 is 19-5.
I like Moussa Dembélé to score anytime here at 7-5. I must admit, I didn't see much of him at Fulham. Maybe you can enlighten me. But since he moved to Celtic, I think they've not unearthed a real star, but I think they've got one at a good price because I think he's terrific.
Yeah, well, there was Premier League clubs sniffing around him as well. He struck up a really good partnership with Ross McCormack last season at Fulham. The trouble was he maybe didn't get as much attention as he could have done because Fulham could not defend or keep a clean sheet to save their life. So they were actually battling against the drop, and they had Dembélé and McCormack scoring. If that had been a club that could defend, they would have been heading for the playoffs. We would have seen a lot more of him, and I think he probably would have been snapped up by a Premier League club. But Celtic got in there. He's a really good signing, and I'm completely in agreement with you. I like the 7-5. He's lively. He can finish. Yes, still raw at times, but I think sometimes that's a good thing in the Champions League. You know, you need someone who perhaps the opposition aren't expecting.
I'd even be tempted by Moussa Dembélé to score two or more at 7-1 in this match. I know it does sound like we're pro-Celtic here. We are pro-Celtic.
Well, we are, yeah.
Yeah, we are. That's why it sounds like it. But as if we're dismissing Borussia Mönchengladbach out of hand. But Moussa Dembélé scored twice in that 3-3 draw with Manchester City at Celtic Park. Scored twice in the Premier League fixture the Saturday before that game against Kilmarnock when they notched six, and scored again at the weekend against Motherwell in the 2-0 win.
Yeah.
So I reckon he could get a couple in this game. 7-1 is a big price on that.
Still only 20 as well. There's loads more to come. I mean, 15 goals in 43 appearances for Fulham last season. That is pretty decent for a 19-year-old who's just burst onto the scene. I think he's great. I think perhaps a little raw at times, but a real bundle of energy. And this Gladbach defence, 11 goals conceded in three away matches. They're not going to like him running at them.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.